Content warning. This film contains flashing lights, themes of trauma, and an unlikable female protagonist. Viewer discretion advised. City lights sparkle across Los Angeles, and the Hollywood sign is visible on a mountain in the distance. Beams of light sweep across the twilight sky. Spotlights illuminate golden block letters on a platform spelling out the logo, Searchlight Pictures.
Have you ever wanted to be noticed so badly you didn't even care what it was for?
In a messy apartment, a young woman with long hair sits at a desk staring at a glowing computer screen. Her eyes are wet with tears.
You just wake up every day thinking, I want to be seen.
A New York Magazine cover story is titled, All American Liar.
I mean, to be completely honest, Danny Sanders might actually be the worst person we've ever covered on the show, and we covered Hitler.
I want to be important.
Hey guys, today we're talking about white privilege, so you know we need to talk about Danny Sanders.
Acting like she was the victim, I think that turned a lot of people off to her.
I want to have purpose.
A tear runs down her cheek.
So I was just going to bleach the front bits, but I'm really not trying to get mistaken for Danny Sanders.
I want to be known.
Danny's hair is dyed blonde at the front and brown at the back. Three-dimensional wall art reads, Danny Sanders is a cunt.
I want to be loved.
Her head appears behind an advertisement for shooting targets.
Annie Award for most anticipated death!
Danny Sanders!
Oh, I can't wait for her to kick the bucket! I'll do it for you!
Okay, that's a little far. I'm not going to go that far. It's a fine.
Not for me. I own guns.
I want to matter.
Danny reads tweets. Hey, at the Danny Sanders, is it too late for your mom to abort you? Danny Sanders, choke on your own vomit. I hope Danny Sanders' kids get shot one day. A Danny Sanders cartoon character explodes.
Yeah, well, let me tell you.
Be careful what you fucking wish for.
Title, Not Okay. Danny enlarges a selfie on her phone. Caption, 2 months earlier.
Danny.
Yeah.
Had a chance to read that article you sent me.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
Well, you titled it, Why Am I So Sad?
That's just a working title.
In a world surrounded by those who seem to have it all, I've settled on a few reasons for my own feelings of emptiness. The first is that I currently live in Bushwick.
J-train Bushwick. L-train Bushwick will be fine. Just like somewhere you can get a decent matcha. You know?
Reason number two, my lack of a private office at work.
Open concept spaces really drown out my inner voice.
Finally, and this one really stuck with me.
Okay.
Missing 9/11.
Yeah.
Danny nods.
I was on a cruise with my parents when it happened.
Mm-hmm. In general, I think we try to avoid expressing any kind of FOMO about 9/11.
Did you read that article on The Cut? The one, it talked about how it was the single most formative trauma experience for Zillennials. Mm. And since I wasn't there, I didn't get to share that bond with my peers. You know, like, I didn't even know anyone that died.
Oh, okay. And you don't feel like it comes off a little tone deaf? Offensive, even.
Can't tone deaf be like a brand, though?
Oh, no.
Isn't that what Lena Dunham does?
You don't want to be like Lena Dunham.
I don't feel like you take me seriously as a writer.
That's because you're not a writer. You're a photo editor, one who's very late on their deadlines. Deadlines that should take priority over personal goals.
I've just been having a difficult time focusing lately.
And I've been having a difficult time ending this conversation. And we're done.
Okay.
Danny stands.
Gonna load up the Headspace app after that.
Hi, Harper.
Interesting article pitch.
Thanks.
Harper looks away.
Hey, Susan, I just uploaded the new draft for Tuesday.
Thank you. Oh, and great work on that RBG retrospective. I mean, I can't believe you got that quote from her personal trainer.
Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking of using it as my sample to apply for a couple writer's retreats.
Oh, a retreat. Yeah, you would be a shoo-in.
Oh, thank you.
I love SCOTUS.
Danny crosses a common room and a sign reads, Depravity. She approaches three colleagues and one covers an empty chair with a bag. She turns. Three other coworkers snub her.
Hey, yo, free look on this. Shit.
Danny watches with rapt attention as a young man exits an office in a billowing cloud of vape smoke. He has cropped blonde hair, dark facial hair, and wears aviator sunglasses. Danny smiles dreamily. He waves away the smoke.
Golly, dude, how was the trip?
And you know how it was? Lit as shit, lick a tit, with a dit. Also peep this, learn how to twist it. That's a scorpion joint right fucking there.
That's so cool. He can't hear you.
A colleague passes and Danny's smile fades. Danny's shoulders slump as she trudges down the hall with a frown. She glances back. She sits at a desk in a cubicle. A coworker slides over to her.
Hey, Danny's in the house.
Okay.
I've had a crazy morning. I just found a new shortcut for sharpening in camera raw.
That is great, Kevin.
Kelvin. Oh, my name. It's Kelvin.
No, I don't think so.
She types on a keyboard.
Okay.
Danny grins as Kelvin slides back to his desk. She stares at her computer and sighs. She highlights her article. Why am I so sad? She deletes it. Danny covers her face with her hands.
I'm pretty sure, though, that,
Caption, Part 1, No One Understands Me. On the elevator.
Sarah's coming tonight.
Sarah's here.
Yeah, Sarah from Cubby Hole.
What's that, you're drinking tequila tonight?
Yeah, is it?
Danny overhears her colleagues.
What's happening tonight?
We're going queer bowling.
Yes, queen, slay. You know me, I'll probably just, like, drink alone in my apartment until I black out and call my old best friend from high school or something.
They face away from Danny. She pouts and makes a double L gesture.
Is this queer bowling night only for LGBTs?
Yeah.
Okay.
They both keep their backs to Danny.
You know?
Danny smirks.
I made out with a girl at an NYU party once, so I might be bi.
Not with those nails.
What's wrong with my nails?
The long pointed tips of her nails are multicolored.
Just wishful thinking. You guys are so lucky. You know, you have like a community, you have a parade, you have your own bowling night.
Yeah, being a minority is great.
Right? Well, have fun.
Danny saunters off. Harper turns to her colleague.
I hate straight people.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's on her phone.
Hi, Mom. You wanna hang out tonight? Oh. Yeah, no worries. That's all good. I understand. Girl Boss Book Club is pretty...
A man drops garbage bags.
Unmissable.
On the subway.
Hi, it's your favorite writer, socialite, scammer, Caroline Calloway. I'm here in London right now to meet up with my UK publisher. You guys are such a big part of why this is happening. Fucking love you guys.
Danny checks reminders on her phone. A repeated message reads, take your happy pills. Danny grimaces. She pulls a bottle of Lexapro out of her bag. She dumps 3 capsules into her hand, then swallows them. She closes the bottle. After, Danny strides down the sidewalk with her phone in her hands. She stops and looks up at a storefront. The sign on the awning reads, Matcha Baby.
Jet obsessed.
An employee jostles a homeless woman as she sets out a chalkboard sign reading, Influencers Eat Free. The homeless woman scowls. Danny spots Colin exiting a car. He takes a drag off of his vape pen and exhales a plume of smoke and steps away from the vehicle. Colin's arms are covered with tattoos.
Colin!
Oh, shit. What up, honey? Yeah, I can't take a pic right now, but...
Oh, no. Danny, from work.
Danny, yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing here? Do you live in Bushwick?
Me? No, fuck no.
Oh.
No, I never live here. No, I'm supposed to be going to, there. Matcha Baby. Plus my plug lives here, so. 2 birds, 1 stone.
Yeah, I smoke marijuana, like, all the time.
You ever see one of these?
He sticks the scorpion-shaped joint between his lips and lights the legs on one side. Danny stands awkwardly watching him. Colin lights the tip and inhales. He pulls the joint out of his mouth.
Other side.
Danny nods and he flips it over and sticks it back in his mouth. Danny twirls a section of her hair and stares as he ignites the legs on the other side.
Oh.
She takes it.
Okay.
She inhales a long, deep drag.
Oh, shit.
The homeless lady observes. Dead.
Yo, Colin!
Hey, yo, Shorty, what up?
I love your videos, man. Costa Rica looks sick.
Let's go, baby. Stay up, boss. All right.
What up, you good?
So cool that you have a fan.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch. That's just one. So, like, what are you?
Danny squints.
Like, that's a depravity. What are you?
I'm a writer. Started in the photo department.
but I'm transitioning. And then I'm looking to, like, develop my work more by, like, traveling. And maybe, like, going on one of those writer retreats or something.
Oh, you're on retreat.
What?
Going on retreat.
Oh, I just got invited to a retreat.
Colin checks his phone.
Retreat's actually coming up next week.
He stares at his phone.
I'm going to Paris for it.
Colin eyes her.
Shit. That's dope. Hey, get pics.
I'm gonna get lots of pics. Yeah, I'll throw them all up on the gram.
By the way, this was laced with, like, mad wax, so your tolerance must be OD as fuck. Damn, ma.
Danny's eyes widen. He points at her.
Good luck in Paris. Jenny. Good to meet you.
Danny.
What's up?
My name's Danny.
He glances back.
No, it's Colin.
Danny nods.
I'll see you at work. Or I guess I won't.
The homeless woman shakes her head.
Oh, fuck me.
Caption. Part 2. The Lie. Danny enters her apartment and leans back in a stupor. Her eyes narrow, then she bangs her head back on the door. A long-haired guinea pig perches on a desk. Danny looks at her computer through narrowed eyes.
Why, Danny, why? Why'd you do that?
She glances at her cell phone. She scrolls through Colin's Instagram page. Bing. He poses for pictures, Costa Rica, Ibiza, and Brazil. Danny sets down her phone. She gathers a forkful of noodles.
Okay, crazy bitch.
Danny eats the noodles.
Paris. Paris, Paris, Paris.
She checks a travel website.
All right, how much are you... Paris.
A flight costs $2,000.
Shit.
Danny studies the total on her computer.
What are you saying? Should we call mommy and daddy? See if they'll buy us a ticket? Will they know that we're on drugs? Just kidding. I know that you're not on drugs.
The guinea pig sniffs the keyboard. As the critter steps on the keys, an image of a woman on the screen is superimposed in front of the Eiffel Tower. Danny stares intently. The woman poses in front of a blank screen, then the Eiffel Tower appears behind her. Danny eyes the guinea pig.
Guinea Weasley, you're a fucking genius.
Danny grins. Soon after, she's on the phone.
Hello?
Susan, hi. Danny, I have a question. If a really big opportunity came up, would there be a way to get some time off work?
Absolutely not.
Amazing, thank you. Bye. Hey, Mo. Guess what? I got invited to a writer's retreat in Paris. Yes, really. No, it's not a scam.
She types on her computer.
It has a website. Hey, guys.
Crazy plot twist. I got an email today inviting me to go on this retreat in Paris.
I'm on my way to the airport.
Danny wears sunglasses at the grocery store. She buys a baguette.
So for this Eurochic beauty look, we're going to be taking this beauty look.
Danny applies makeup at her apartment. Soon after, her brown and blonde hair is styled and she wears red lipstick. She hangs a bedsheet across her living room, then sets up lights. She poses for photos wearing a red beret. Danny photoshops the images. She stands on a chair at a cafe and takes pictures of a table set with a coffee, a notebook, a pen, and a croissant. Another diner glares at her. Danny captures selfies by a busy downtown street. She takes a series of pictures with different facial expressions. Danny props her phone in a stand and poses in front of a brick wall covered in graffiti. She is wearing a dress and a white beret. She points. In a doctored photo, Danny is pointing at the tip of the Eiffel Tower. She sips white wine in bed as she alters the images. Purple twinkle lights hang over her bed. Now she has her computer in the bathroom. Later, Danny lies on her back in bed with her computer on her stomach. She kicks off her slippers and munches on chips as she types. Danny reclines with her hand behind her head. She scrolls through the fake pictures on her The Danny Sanders social media account. Danny smiles to herself. She gets a notification and checks the activity on her account. Danny sits up. Weed boy Colin started following her. She squirms with excitement. She beams as she clutches her phone in her hands. She closes her eyes and ponders, then rubs her face. Danny adds a caption to a social media post.
Starting my morning right. Now where is my baguette?
She posts an image of herself wearing the red beret by the Arc de Triomphe. She drops the phone on her chest and smiles. In the morning, a train speeds across an elevated track. A man does pull-ups on a steel beam. An empty bag of chips rests on Danny's bed, and she is asleep under the covers. Sunlight streams through the windows. Danny's mouth opens in a yawn as she begins to rouse. She rubs her forehead and opens her eyes. She grabs her phone, and the home screen indicates that the battery is out of charge. Danny reaches to a bedside table. She finds a charger and cord under a floral dress on the floor. She plugs in her phone. Danny covers her face with her arms and rests the phone on her chest. Notifications pop up on her phone. Danny lifts her head. She sits up and furrows her brow as she reads the messages.
We have some breaking news at this hour. A string of coordinated terrorist attacks struck Paris this morning at 9:13 a.m., targeting landmarks across the city. The bombings hit the Louvre, the Champs-Élysées, the Centre Pompidou, and the Arc de Triomphe.
Oh, fuck.
Caption, part three. Oh, fuck.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Oh, my God. Danny?
Yeah.
Honey, she's okay.
I'm okay.
What happened? Where have you been? We have been calling
no. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Are you injured? Where are you?
Yeah, no, I'm not actually. It's a long story, but I'm... What?
Are you able to leave? No.
I'm not...
Carol called her mother. She keeps trying this line.
Grandma knows?
Everyone's been calling here. Magdalena called. You remember your old nanny? She follows you on the...
Okay, well, I just need to...
She trips and falls.
Ow!
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Danny!
Yeah, I'm fine. I gotta go. Okay?
Interpol,
neither agency is reporting an official statement at this hour. So far, no terrorist organization has claimed responsibility for the attacks. However, multiple witnesses have reported seeing this suspicious individual, although officials have not identified a suspect at this hour.
The suspect wears a hooded jacket. Danny checks text messages.
You just tell me you fucked up. Oh, my God, come on, you fucking idiot.
A string of messages fill her phone screen. She gets a message from Colin.
Really hope you're okay.
Danny stares at the message in shock. She lifts her eyes. Looking incredulous, she sways her head from side to side and bites her lip. Danny types a response.
I'm okay and safe, period. I don't have reliable service yet, but... Please know, I am all right, exclamation mark. Devastated for those who are not. Broken heart emoji.
She lowers her phone and her eyes widen. The message loads. It is seen by 3 people, then 22, then 107. Sometime later, Danny is in an airport terminal. She peers around a corner.
Air France flight 2677 now arrives.
Passengers appear. Danny pulls her red beret out of her purse and puts it on. She drags a suitcase. She joins the passengers.
Danny?
Her mother embraces her.
Hi.
Danny's father sobs as he pulls them into a hug. A reporter snaps a photo of them. Danny pulls her head out from under her dad's arm. She eyes the photographer.
Oh, God.
After, at her parents' house, her dad clutches a pillow and weeps.
You okay, Daddy?
Here you go. Just the way you like it, with the mini marshmallows.
Her mom serves a mug.
Wow.
Thank you.
You need to get that
trauma out of your muscles before it sticks. So
I'm booking you a massage with Greta for tomorrow. And I want you to start taking these new supplements.
Harold, pull it together.
We could have lost her. Little baby girl.
Sweetie, have you eaten yet? Did they feed you on the plane?
Not really. Maybe we could order Momofuku.
Oh, of course. Harold, do you have that app thing for the food?
Seamless? Grubhub?
I just can't believe you posted that photograph 5 minutes before the bombs hit. I mean, what if it had been 5 minutes later? Could you even imagine?
Oh, God. It's a lot. It's pretty unbelievable. It was pretty close. So I had just started walking away when it...
You saw the blast?
Yeah, I saw the blast.
Oh, my God.
Are your ears okay? No ringing?
A little.
Harold, what's the name of that colleague of yours, the ENT?
Richard?
No. Please, they're going to be fine.
I'm calling Helen. Yeah, her husband's cousin was at the Boston bombing. Well, he was at least in Boston at the time. Actually, I think he used to go to a support group. That'd be good for you, emotionally.
Peanut.
Yeah?
I want to make things a little bit easier for you.
He offers cash.
Just any way I can.
Thank you.
Danny takes it. She holds the mug of hot chocolate.
Feels like Christmas.
We might not have ever had another Christmas together.
That evening, a decorative purple canopy with twinkle lights hangs over Danny's childhood bed. She scrolls through comments to her social media post on her phone. Her mom appears. She leans in the doorway.
I just wanted to say goodnight.
Night.
Her mom hovers and raises her eyebrows.
Love you.
She forces a smile. Danny lowers her phone as she stares at her mom.
I love you too.
I know I haven't said this as much as I should, but I just want you to know I'm so proud of you.
Me too, Peanut.
Her mother glances down the hall, then smiles at Danny.
So?
She turns off a lamp. She leaves the room. Danny blinks and smiles to herself as she rests her head on a pillow. She knits her brow. She pulls the covers up to her neck. Danny closes her eyes. Clouds hang in a blue sky over the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, France. Danny spins around wearing a dress and the red beret. She captures a selfie with one arm thrown in the air. Danny grins and tosses her hair back. She takes pictures of herself. A white-haired man plays a violin nearby. A mime performs and a woman slaps a man across the face. They share a passionate kiss.
Starting my morning right. Now where's my baguette? Baguette emoji.
Danny posts on social media. A faceless figure wearing a hooded jacket stands in front of her. She backs away, looking uneasy. Danny starts off with a wary glance backwards. She quickens her pace. Caption, Part 4, What I Saw That Day. Elevator doors slide open. Danny steps off wearing platform sandals and stylish jeans. She removes her reading glasses and her hair blows back in a breeze. A colleague playing ping pong stares at her. Danny looks around the office. Another colleague offers a shy wave. Danny waves back. Her coworkers gawk at her in shock.
Danny.
She faces Susan.
I have to be honest, I don't even know what to say.
What?
I can't even fathom what you've been through, and I don't want you to feel pressure to come back to work right away.
No, really. I want to be here.
If you're sure, but you set the pace. If you need to leave early, take a mental health day, you don't even have to ask, just go.
I will.
And Danny, I know we've had our conflicts, and I'm so sorry I was ever going to fire you, but I want you to know the fact that you're standing right here in front of me, instead of being curled up in a ball somewhere, mainlining gummy worms, which is what I would have been doing. That's incredible. You are so strong.
Danny grins.
Isn't she so strong, everybody? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go, girl. You go, woman.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Means the world.
Okay, good. Let me know if there's anything else I can do. Anything at all.
Okay. Okay.
Danny heads off. She stops and her smile fades. She whirls around and raises a finger.
Actually,
Susan steps towards her.
I was thinking, maybe writing a piece about my experience. It might help me work through the pain.
Of course. Depravity would be honored to give you a platform. All
right. Susan walks away. Danny turns with a broad smile on her face. In a meeting.
So, it was a totally normal day at first. Sunny, it was clear. I was at the Ark having a cute little quiet morning to myself before I went to breakfast with the other writers.
Her coworkers sit facing her.
I don't know. I saw this weird guy in this big jacket.
Danny taps her thumbs together.
And suddenly I was hit with this feeling.
She clasps her hands.
Like something horrible was going to happen.
Jesus.
I knew I needed to leave.
Her colleagues are awestruck.
So I turned around to go, and as I was walking away, that's when it hit.
So you're a psychic, like the Lady of Galadrium.
Or it was God.
Excuse me, this is a non-denominational workspace.
Well, I didn't say which God.
Didn't you?
Danny touches her ear.
My bad. It's just my ears still ringing.
Because of the terrorists.
Yo, Danny.
Colin gestures Danny aside.
Come here for a sec.
Yes, I come.
Danny hops up.
Danny, we just wanted to invite you to queer bowling.
Aww.
Like if you wanted to come, everybody's a little bit gay, right?
Aren't we? I have to. Sorry, I was just chatting with my gay friends.
She runs to Colin.
Wow. I got you this.
He offers her a joint.
You know, for like a feel better gift. It's a joint.
She takes it.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you're not dead.
They stand face to face.
Me too.
Colin gazes at her and smirks. A smile spreads across Danny's face.
My name is Danny Sanders, and on April 10th, I almost died. But something, or someone, saved me. Maybe it was a guardian angel, or God, or Alan Rickman's ghost, but I don't think that I believe in any of that. More likely, it was me who saved me. Not that I believe in myself either, but if all of this has taught me something, it's that maybe I should.
She has over 30,000 likes.
Oh my God.
Danny is stunned. She comments.
This is me! Exclamation mark.
The lights flicker on the subway car. Danny looks up. A faceless figure in a hooded jacket stands at the end of the car. The lights flicker and the figure disappears. Danny blinks. She grips a pole, looking unsure. Then she looks down at her phone and leans back on the pole. She smiles to herself as she reads through messages. At her apartment, messages pop up on her phone as she writes.
I will never forget what I saw that day.
Her guinea pig stands on the desk. Danny reviews her line of text.
Where did I see that day?
She checks a search engine.
Okay, survivor of bombing.
Images appear on screen.
Ew. Oh my God.
Danny muses. She flexes her fingers. She dials a number on her cell phone and presses it to her ear.
Hey, Mom. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. Yeah. I just had a quick question. Do you remember
what the name of the support group is that Helen's husband used to go to?
Danny strides down a sidewalk to Delancey Community Center. She turns to face the front door of the building. She heaves a sigh, then enters. A flyer taped to a window reads, Survivors Group.
And the sounds were coming like 30 seconds apart. I'm sure it was just a wheel on the tracks. Everyone else was just, you know, annoyed. I physically started shaking. I got off the train. I just walked uptown from Canal. I mean, I felt like such an idiot. And I was late. I was not getting back on that train.
Loud noises can be very triggering. I think a lot of us struggled with that.
I make my kids mute the TV when they're gaming.
Danny notes loud noises.
They hate it, but I can't get any work done when I'm hearing gunfire or explosions.
You let your kids play those?
A young woman leans forward.
You don't think that's normalizing a culture that glorifies gun violence?
Okay, why don't we all just take a second and welcome our new addition?
Danny is wide-eyed.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Hi.
What's your name?
Danny.
The young woman eyes her. Danny glances at the group leader.
I was in Paris last week when the bombings hit at the Arc.
The leader gapes.
Oh, I am so sorry. Do you want to share anything about how your feeling or your thoughts?
Oh.
Danny smiles and crosses her arms over her stomach.
I was just hoping to listen today.
Of course, Danny. In your own time.
Danny nods.
We're all survivors here. Charles, why don't you speak for a bit? Charles is one of our newer members. He just returned from the UK.
He's also a bombing survivor. He was at the Ariana Grande concert.
Charlie nods, and Danny nods as well.
Look, it's not easy, okay?
Danny nods again.
I mean, it's been years for me, and I still have to talk about it every week.
Charles smiles nervously, then looks at Danny.
I'm sorry, that's not comforting. It's not like your life doesn't end, okay? I know that it probably feels like that right now. It's just...
The young woman looks down.
Everything changes colors.
She eyes Charles.
Yes, that's exactly...
He nods.
I never would have thought to put it like that.
The young woman nods.
What is it for you?
He purses his lips as he considers.
Maybe purple. What's yours?
She meets his gaze and licks her lips.
Red.
Danny listens intently.
It's like everything is red forever. And on one hand, it's really vivid and intense.
She shakes her head.
But on the other, everything feels completely monochrome.
Danny nods in agreement.
You relate to that, Danny?
The group leader raises her eyebrows.
I just sort of understand the monochrome bit. That's how everything is for me, too. But mine's like...
The young woman stares at Danny.
Gray all the time.
And how does it feel when the world looks that way to you?
Danny shrugs.
I don't know. Doesn't really feel like anything.
She lowers her gaze.
Just sort of numb.
The young woman blinks but keeps her eyes focused on Danny. Danny shields her face. She sticks out her tongue, then makes a loser gesture with her fingers.
See you next week.
Yeah, I will 100% be back.
Rowan, I am so sorry to do this to you, but my daughter is such a huge fan of yours. Would you mind taking a quick photo with me for her?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Danny stops as she overhears.
Where's my chapstick? Maybe I dropped it. Oh.
She runs back.
You guys almost forgot this last chair. Here. Oh, you're so sweet. So, I'm Danny, by the way. Danny Sanders.
They shake hands.
Rowan, welcome to group.
Thanks.
Charles extends his hand.
Thanks for sharing today. I know the first meeting can be hard.
Do you guys do, like, post-group coffee or
Actually, I have to run to, like, the school rehearsal
thing. No worries.
Next time.
Yeah. Maybe we can swap Insta handles or numbers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dani pulls her phone out of her purse. She hands it to Rowan.
Here, just text me anytime, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I'll talk to you later.
See you, Charles.
See you.
Rowan leaves. Dani looks at the contact information on her phone for Rowan Aldrin. Charles stands beside Dani.
I'm actually free right now if you want to go grab that coffee.
Oh, gosh. I forgot I have this thing that I have to do. So, yeah. Okay.
Cool. Hey, did you want my Insta handle? It's God is a woman, man. Two N's. God is a woman, man.
Okay.
An opinion guest essay by Rowan Aldrin is titled, I Am More Than a Statistic. A headline reads, 10 Reasons Rowan Aldrin is the Voice America Needs Right Now. Dani watches a video.
Today, we're talking about Rowan Aldrin, a teen gun safety activist, poet, and social influencer. After surviving the Oak Valley school shooting in North Carolina, Rowan came to New York to partner with the We've Had Enough organization to begin her fight for gun reform. Here's a look.
2 miles.
Rowan's Instagram is verified.
You can be 2 miles from a gunshot and still hear it.
Dani follows Rowan.
That day, even if you were nowhere near it, I swear, you heard those bullets loud enough to fear them.
Dani scrolls Rowan's social media.
2 miles.
Rowan gives a speech.
But the 23 at my school carried much farther. Maybe that's just how it sounds when a child dies a martyr.
Dani adds a comment to a post.
Yet,
skin goals.
It was quiet. Quieter than it should have been. We needed a riot, and all we got was a funeral hymn. And someone saying, hey, couldn't one of you have tackled him?
Dani watches Rowan.
2 miles. And yet not a word. I look up at the people in power and ask, how thick are your walls that you can't hear what I heard? Well, here behind our walls, our lives were taken turn by turn.
Her eyes glisten with tears.
Have we earned your sympathy yet, sir?
Rowan glares. Dani blinks.
There is more than one person at fault for what happened to us. There is more than one person who pulled the trigger on that gun, and I have had enough. Enough pain, enough corruption, enough death, enough destruction, enough sleepless nights still watching my friends die. Enough of listening to our politicians lie. Enough!
Caption, part 5, Rowan. Rowan waits by an archway. Her jeweled hairpin reads, enough.
Hey.
She smiles at Dani.
Hey, that is such a cute hairpin. I'm dead.
Oh, thank you. I made it myself.
Cool.
I was just
going to say thank you for meeting me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. I mean, I'm managing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dani removes her glasses.
Do you have family around? You know, like, in New York?
Yeah. My dad cries whenever he sees me now, though. My mom keeps shipping me wellness supplements that she reads about on Goop.
Okay. Well, what about your friends?
Dani shrugs.
I mean, I'm seeing you, right?
Dani shrugs and looks down. She notices the towering arch and stares at it. Rowan follows her gaze, then eyes Dani.
Hey, are you cool if we maybe walk somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a good idea.
Moments later, they stroll down a sidewalk.
I'm glad you reached out. It's going to be great to have someone in group who's not, like, 50.
Oh, that's... No, I don't think I'll... That was just, like, a one-time thing for me.
Support group? Why? Yeah.
Therapy never really worked for me.
Dani wrings her hands.
It's not therapy, okay? It's better. It's family. Besides, I mean, who's gonna help me explain TikTok references to the boomers?
TikTok, is it a topic that comes up a lot in meetings?
Oh, you would be surprised.
They both smile.
So listen, I was kind of hoping I might be able to get your advice on something. Full disclosure, I stalked you online. That poetry you do, it's crazy. It sounds just like Hamilton. Yeah, it's called Spoken Word.
Cool. I'm a writer, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I actually have this article due right now for the magazine that I'm working at, and I feel really stuck. Like, I just...
Rowan nods.
I don't know if you could give me any tips, or...
It's about what happened?
Danny nods.
And I brought my laptop. I don't know, we could hole up at one of those little writery cafes. You could be my coach.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay.
You know, actually, I wanted to take you here first. I think it could be super helpful. Before you write, you have to deal with why you're feeling stuck.
Oh, okay. So, and then we'll go... Then we'll go write. Come on. Okay.
They enter a building named Rage Space.
What is this place?
How do you feel about breaking things?
Rowan swings a bat.
Fuck the Senate for not passing that background check bill last week!
She lifts a safety visor.
Now you try.
Oh. Okay.
Danny lowers her visor. She stands in front of an old monitor perched atop a tire.
Fuck the bombing in Paris.
No, you're not mad enough, okay? You have to feel it.
Okay. What if I don't feel angry?
All right, then what do you feel?
Well, I don't know.
Danny ponders. They are inside a caged room wearing jumpsuits.
Numb. Still numb.
Rowan nods.
Use that. Smash the numbness.
Rowan lowers her visor, then Danny lowers hers. Danny raises her bat. She hits the monitor.
Good. Again.
Danny swings again.
Yes, okay, you feel that? Keep going. Let it out.
Danny batters her pile of rubble with growing intensity. Rowan strikes her pile. Rowan catches her breath. Danny's smile fades. Rowan wipes tears off of her cheeks.
Look, what you asked before, that is how I write. You have to attack it. That is what's going to make people pay attention. Okay, no more scrolling past headlines, no more distractions. We do that with our truth.
She purses her lips.
If you're not okay, that's okay. You know, as fucked up as it sounds, your pain is your biggest asset.
Rowan lowers her visor. She swings her bat. Danny stares at her. She turns, lowers her visor, then swings her bat. Danny pants. She raises the protective visor. Danny's breath heaves in her chest. She grins. Sometime later, Danny bursts into her apartment. She sits on the couch and opens her computer.
I will never forget what I saw that day. But the truth is, you don't need to hear it. All you need to know is I am not okay.
She publishes her article.
What happened in Paris changed me. But what I've realized since is that my pain can actually be an asset. It can stop you all from scrolling past headlines, distracting yourselves with baby goats and Sheen ads and ASMR videos. It can make you pay attention and in turn truly ask yourselves, am I okay?
Am I okay?
Now, my own sadness, my anger, they may stem from something more traumatic than you will ever experience.
Colin reads.
But that doesn't mean your pain isn't just as real.
Yo.
It doesn't mean you're not waking up every day feeling numb and useless and alone. I think a lot of us are.
Susan nods.
So I want to invite you. Take this opportunity to share your truth. Share your pain. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Let's make the world wake up and pay attention to the fact that we're all hurting, and it's time to stop being so afraid.
We stand a fearless queen.
Hey, Danny. Booch.
At work.
Cheers.
Harper eyes her. Rowan reads on her phone in school.
So as BLM and Me Too came before us, let us usher in a new era of honesty on the internet. Hashtag I am not okay.
Rowan bristles at her desk.
This is a lockdown drill. All students and teachers, please follow lockdown procedure.
Her classmates stare. Rowan slides out of her chair, then hides under her desk. Rowan breathes rapidly.
Here's the article. It would mean a lot if you reposted. Couldn't have written it without you. Dancing girls emoji, sparkling heart emoji.
Rowan reads a text message on her phone. She hesitates, then types a comment.
Congrats, at the Danny Sanders. If you haven't read her article yet, it's up on Depravity right now.
She adds a message to her followers.
Hashtag, I am not okay.
A photo appears on Rowan's home screen. Two young girls smile in the image. Rowan stares at it. She clutches her phone to her stomach. The post is seen by 1,200 followers, then 48,000, then 278,000. Hashtag, I am not okay, is trending. The social media likes and comments rapidly increase.
I feel empty all the time.
I can't sleep at night because I'm
panic. I got panic attacks.
I am not okay.
I am not okay.
I am not okay.
We are not okay.
Hashtag, I am not okay.
Part 6, I am not okay. At support group.
Danny, you had a big week. Do you want to talk a little about how it felt to publish such a personal piece?
Honestly?
Danny sits between Charles and Rowan.
It's been amazing. It's just so freeing to finally admit that I am not okay. And it's so crazy to see all these celebrities using my hashtag to talk about their trauma. Did you see Kendall Jenner's post? You did?
Yeah.
I had no idea that she was so discriminated against.
Rowan glances at the leader.
You always hear these horror stories of people in the spotlight getting all this hate, but I don't know. Doesn't seem to be happening to me.
Rowan eyes Danny.
Well, you should still be prepared if it does.
Danny cocks her head.
I think what Rowan is trying to say is some people on the internet just aren't as nice as we'd like them to be.
I think I can handle, like, one troll on Twitter.
Danny looks at Rowan.
I've been through a lot worse, right?
Rowan shakes her head.
Right, yeah, of course.
Rowan forces a smile for Danny. After group, Rowan and Danny stroll down a sidewalk.
So, wait, did I hear you guys were doing, like, a kickball game on Saturday?
Yeah, it's kind of the best time. You should come.
Yeah, sure. I'm down. You know, I owe you a major, major thank you for posting my article. One of the main reasons that it blew up. I mean, you and Kendall.
No, I'm happy to help. And listen, I didn't mean to sound pessimistic or anything in group. I just...
Oh, no.
I know the internet likes to turn victims into villains sometimes. And I am an expert at blocking, so I'm here if you need me.
Thank you.
Danny smiles at Rowan.
So what are these mysterious rehearsals you're always walking to?
Oh, this thing called Act Up. At my school, it's, well, they call it a talent show for the most talented kids in New York. No pressure or anything.
No pressure, Rowan. You're literally the most talented person I have ever met in my entire life. Yes.
No,
what do you mean no?
It's a lot to juggle, okay? It's, I've got another rally coming up next week, and I always get so anxious.
Really?
I have really bad stage fright.
I don't believe that.
No, I do. I mean, back at Oak Valley, Cora, my sister, she literally had to, like, hype me up before every book report.
Ew.
Yeah, she would, like, blast cheesy oldies music in her car.
Like dad tunes.
Yeah, like Avril Lavigne.
Did you just say that Avril Lavigne is oldies? I can't. I didn't know you had a sister. Is she older or younger?
She's older.
Rowan approaches a building.
You're so lucky. I've always wanted a sister. Being an only child is so boring. Is she like sneaky beers and all that fun stuff?
Rowan's mouth hangs open.
No. Actually, she's,
She knits her brow.
She died in the shooting.
Danny's lips curl down into a frown. She stares at Rowan and tilts her head to the side.
She
shuffles from foot to foot.
I'll see you later.
Rowan hurries into the Abrams School of Performing Arts building. Danny sighs and her shoulders sag. A poster features a faceless figure in a hooded jacket with the words, "Don't be the bad guy." Susan opens champagne.
Our most popular article in 2.5 years, covered in The Cut, Refinery 29, BuzzFeed, and trending on Twitter. All because of you, Danny. You can clap. That's an appropriate response. Thank you.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's me. I just wanted to say that your article gave me the courage to finally speak up to my D&D Discord.
Rowan messages Danny. Sorry if I was weird. Excited to see you Saturday.
It means I have a fear of small holes. Like this cookie. It is terrifying to me. But you've given me the strength.
Danny ignores Calvin.
To eat the cookie.
She looks up as he takes a small bite of cookie.
Hey, yo, Kevin. Mind if I sell Danny for a sec?
It's Calvin. It's like the base unit of thermodynamic temperature.
So, Colin.
Shout out from Rowan Aldrin, huh? Damn. She's famous as fuck.
Is she?
He vapes.
She's just Rowan to me. We met in our support group, so.
Hey, so listen, this, I got this event this weekend. It's like a party. Influencer stuff. Saturday night. I can get you on that list. But you want to come through?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if I can... if you can get me on that list.
Yeah, I'll get you on that. I'll send you the deets. DM me your number.
Okay.
All right, late.
Bye.
Colin saunters off. Danny mouths, oh my God. She downs her champagne. Harper approaches her.
So, I guess you're officially a writer now.
I guess so.
Did I hear you get an office?
Well, Susan just told me. Crazy, right?
That is crazy.
You go talk to her.
You know, I meant to ask you, what was the name of that retreat that you went on?
L'Esprit Nouveau.
Cool. Where'd you hear about it? Because I've been looking for journalism programs. I just haven't really found the one that's, like, right for me.
I read this article. It was like, I don't know. I can't remember exactly. Like, top 10 famous writer's retreats or something. You
wow,
know.
Yeah. Super easy.
It's honestly so beautiful. So, so beautiful. Before.
Harper stares blankly.
You know, it all went down.
Right, right.
Toward this gorgeous cathedral.
Oh, nice. Like, which one?
Danny has a fake smile plastered on her face.
Which cathedral?
Danny's eyes dart to the side as she thinks.
Notre Dame.
Harper raises her eyebrows.
Interesting.
Harper grins and nods. Danny's gaze is drawn to something over Harper's shoulder. She shakes her head.
Anyway, it was obviously a really awesome opportunity, but mainly I'm just so happy to be alive. I gotta do one thing.
Danny sets down her glass and hurries off. Harper mouths, Notre Dame.
Fuck you.
That night, Danny arrives at the party. Her hair is pulled back in a high ponytail. She adjusts her dress and starts inside.
What's your name?
Danny stops.
Danny? Danny what?
Danny Sanders?
The hostess checks a list.
Oh my God, of course. You're the girl from the Paris attacks. Hashtag I'm not okay.
Mm-hmm. Come in, girl.
Thank you.
Danny enters. She tugs at the hem of her short dress and looks around. Hip young guests mingle and framed photos on the wall show models with glowing mouthpieces. Photographers snap pictures. Colin approaches Danny, exhaling smoke. They hug.
Danny Sanders?
What?
Full squad.
Oh, hi.
Look at you. We have a photo opportunity right over here.
Hey, let's get a pic.
They sit in a chair resembling an open mouth.
Y'all, this is Danny Sanders. She was in the Paris attacks, yo.
Hi, Danny Sanders.
The organizer snatches a beret off of a guest's head.
Let's not forget the signature red beret.
She puts it on Danny.
Get one with the beret.
Photographers take pictures. After, the organizer gives Danny a glowing mouthpiece and gestures for her to put it in her mouth. Danny clamps it between her teeth and her picture is taken.
I wanted to ask you, actually. Snapchat is thinking of doing a beret filter.
Huh?
You know, to honor everyone lost in Paris.
Can we reach out to you about a collab?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'll have them DM.
Oh, and don't forget a gift bag.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
These free or?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Take as many as you want. No one gives a shit. Take like 10.
Okay.
Danny takes one.
Hey, bartender. Can we get 2 tequila shots, please? You got Kendall Jenner's brand? Dope.
This is crazy.
Yeah, you get used to it. What do you got now, like 20K followers?
32K, actually.
Shit. Okay. Hey, cheers to that.
Thanks. Cheers.
They down their shots.
Fuck. Yo, I just realized, like, I never even asked you if you were okay.
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
Because, like, if what happened to you ever happened to me, I don't think I'd ever be okay.
Right now, I'm okay.
She gazes at him.
I just wanted you to know, like, if you weren't.
Danny nods.
I'd, like, be there, you know?
They lock eyes. Danny is love-struck.
Do these fucking shots, yo! Aha! Hey, do the arm thing.
The
arm thing.
Oh, that arm thing.
They link arms, then drink. Colin and Danny face each other. Colin raises his phone to take a selfie.
Hey, fuck terrorists!
Danny glances at the phone. She smiles at Colin.
Hey, come on.
She turns to the phone.
Fuck terrorists!
Fuck terrorists,
fuck
yo!
Terrorists.
Fuck you even doing?
Colin records a video. Danny spins around as she posts the faceless figure in the hooded jacket standing on the dance floor. His image flickers in the strobe lights. She sees the young couple from Paris, the mime and the violinist. She startles.
Is there somewhere else that we can go?
Danny looks up at Colin worriedly. He gazes into her eyes.
You read my mind.
Colin smirks. Danny considers, then glances over at the dance floor. The figure and the people from Paris are gone. Colin nods after he kisses her against a wall. He turns her around and fumbles with her dress.
She's like double naughty.
He hikes up her dress.
What the fuck is that?
That's my shorts.
Right,
yeah. Get them off.
Okay. Danny slides them down. A neon sign on the wall reads, "Smile, girl." Colin spins her around. He hoists her onto a table and thrusts into her.
Oh, fuck. Who's my damaged little girl, huh? You damaged? Don't worry. I'm gonna protect you. I ain't gonna let anything bad happen to you now. You're so fucking helpless. Yeah, you're so fucking helpless.
Colin tugs on her ponytail as he thrusts his hips. He kisses her sloppily. Danny grimaces and grits her teeth. Colin slumps against her with a hand on her breast.
Did you just come at me?
Sometime later, Danny reads the back of a Plan B one-step emergency contraception box outside a pharmacy. She pops a pill in her mouth and downs it with a glug from a can of Coke. Danny glances to the side. Three men ogle her as they sip cans concealed in paper bags. Danny walks away and leans against the pharmacy window. She slumps, looking sad. A flyer behind her advertises CBD beverages. Danny grabs her phone and peers at the screen. She has sent four messages to Colin. Just got Plan B. You there? Colin, are you still at the party? Danny opens his social media page.
Hey, what's good? It's your boy Colin. You know I got the honeys on me. We had a time. About to roll out. You know we headed to Lavo. Hit my face, girl.
Another video shows the kickball game.
This is going great, clearly.
Rowan is smiling in a photo with the caption, "Calm before the storm." Danny turns off her phone. She leans against the pharmacy window, brooding. She holds the can of soda in her left hand. The three men chat on the sidewalk. Danny hurries off. Lights illuminate a span bridge. Danny arrives at the park.
Hey, guys! Danny!
Hey! Oh, my God, you made it!
I made it!
You look tad overdressed. Do you want a t-shirt?
Yes, please. You have an extra one?
Charles made them. Cute.
Hey! Welcome to the league!
Thanks!
Just like softball, only less dangerous.
Yay!
You look amazing.
I look, but you want the look to get even more elevated?
Yeah.
Are you ready? You didn't think you could get better?
Whoa!
Oh, yes, the bike
shorts. Power
of the bike shorts.
Come on, we're gonna start a new game.
Okay, coming!
Hey, dibs on you for my team.
Really? Are you sure about that? I'm not so good with the sports thing.
She steps onto the field wearing a t-shirt over her dress. Rowan walks onto the pitcher's mound with a kickball. Charles stretches at home plate. Rowan gestures that she is watching him. Danny laughs at them. The support group leader applauds from behind the fence. Rowan rolls the ball to Charles. He kicks it. As teammates cheer, the ball bounces to Danny. A young boy tags Charles. Other players round the bases. Charles shimmies backward towards home plate. Danny mouths, "Oh my God," as she runs. Rowan claps, and Danny throws her arms in the air. Danny stands at home plate, ready to kick. The group leader rolls the ball to her. Danny kicks and misses. She dissolves in laughter. Rowan grimaces in mock disappointment. After, Danny embraces Charles. Rowan and Danny high-five, then Danny hugs the group leader. Rowan and a woman pretend to argue. Danny watches them banter with a fond smile on her face. Danny erupts with laughter. Later, she walks with Rowan.
I'm really, really glad that I came out tonight. You know, I thought that group was going to be, like, depressing. It's actually really fun.
Try our best.
I don't know, being with you guys makes me realize what good people are.
You're a good person, too.
Thank you.
Danny opens a can tucked inside a paper bag. She takes a sip of the drink.
What is
that?
I don't know. I keep trying to like beer, and I just don't like beer. I hate it, actually.
Can I try
it? Oh, I pitched it really well. You want to try it? Your belly is teen?
Oh, my God. It's just a sip.
Rowan holds the can in the bag. She takes a swig, shakes her head, and shrugs.
Yeah. No, I think it's pretty good, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no.
Whoa, what?
We're having fun. We're not having too much fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just the right amount of fun.
Oh, my God, you sound just like my sister.
Rowan looks down.
You don't have to talk about it.
No, I...
Rowan stops walking.
I want to. I do. It's nice. I wish I could do it more often. It's just...
They face each other and lean on a railing.
You know, not a lot of people know she exists.
Danny nods.
I don't talk about her in my speeches.
Rowan purses her lips.
I mean, I wish I could, but,
Rowan nods. She shrugs. She blinks back tears and looks away. Danny cocks her lips. She lowers her gaze, then raises an eyebrow.
Do you want to do something fun next week?
Rowan looks at her.
Maybe I don't, I have a lot of prep stuff to do for the We've Had Enough rally. God, I haven't even started working on what I'm going to say yet, so.
Rowan hangs her head. Danny considers.
Do you want me to help you? Like, do you want me to help you write it? People online keep saying that we have super similar voices. And we could even, like, perform it together.
Rowan blinks. She furrows her brow.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I've never really performed with anyone else before, but I don't know, it could be kind of fun.
It could be really fun. We'd be leading a revolution together, like Katniss and Rue.
Yeah.
Fun, though, right?
It would be nice to not be alone.
Yeah.
Rowan smiles.
I got your back, sis.
Danny smiles back. Rowan stares at her. The group leader waves.
That would be my ride, so...
Rowan rushes into Danny's arms.
Oh.
They share an embrace. Rowan clings to Danny tightly.
All right, I'll see you.
Rowan hurries off. Danny looks shocked.
Get home safe.
Rowan glances back and waves, then jogs towards the group leader. Danny grins to herself. A lamp flickers nearby. Danny stiffens. She watches Rowan with a sheepish look on her face. After, Danny strolls alone along a sidewalk past a fence beside a park. She passes a homeless woman sitting against the fence. Danny stops. A smile plays at the corner of her lips. She heads back to the homeless woman.
Here. For you.
Danny sets down the gift bag from the party. The homeless woman rifles through the contents. She eyes Danny.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with...
Part 7. I'm a good person now. On a television set.
We are here with Danny Sanders, the girl of the moment, who rose to internet fame after surviving the Paris bombings. You know her as the girl behind the hashtag, I am not Okay, but girl, right now, can I just say, you look more than okay. Are we getting a shot of this fit?
She poses by the caption, fit check.
So you and your new bestie, Rowan Aldrin, you've been blowing up our Insta feeds. I mean, speaking of bombings, okay. So what are you two up to lately? I know that you both posted about this We've Had Enough rally that you're going to be speaking at.
That's right. Enough is an incredible organization, and I'm so, so thankful to Rowan for introducing me to it. She's been such an amazing guide into my new identity as an activist. There is so much to learn, and it's just such an important cause.
And I have to stop you right there. Okay. I'm so sorry. That's all the time that we have. Because next up, Danny and I, we're doing goat yoga.
In Danny's office.
Harper. Hi.
Hi. Susan wants you to punch out my RBG article to give it, and I quote, more viral potential. That's the latest draft.
Danny opens a folder.
All righty. Thank you so much for bringing this over.
Harper peers at the papers inside.
Yeah, it's just going to need a lot of work, but I probably won't be able to get to it till next week. I'm heading out right now.
You taking another mental health day?
No, I'm not taking another mental health day. I'm going to the We've Had Enough rally, actually. Have you heard of it?
Harper nods.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I'm going.
Danny stands.
You know, Harper, you could probably get your own office, too, if you just worked on that positivity a little.
Danny passes Colin in the hall.
Hey, there's my girl. Hey, you want to chill later?
No.
What about tomorrow?
No.
What about, like next Wednesday or something?
I'm just busy. Yeah, I'm busy trying to make the world a better place, Colin.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. It's like a hard-to-get kind of thing.
I'm going to go now.
Okay, you go. Go. You follow your dreams. I'll see you later.
No, you won't.
Colin glances at Harper.
Bitches, am I right?
He takes a drag from a vape pen. Harper frowns.
Damn, she still got that backside on her, though. Got the thickie. That fatty, right?
Colin, you're from Maine.
She nods. Colin turns to look at her.
Okay, cool, Harper. Great. We all know information about each other.
Harper stands in the doorway of Danny's office. She shakes her head. Harper stands behind Danny's desk. She stops the TV show playback and stares at the monitor. Harper lifts her eyes and peers into the hall. She glances back down at the computer. Danny meets Rowan by an SUV.
Hey! I know, it's like so embarrassing.
No, it's fucking cool!
Thank you.
They get in the back.
Hey, Glenda, I didn't know you were speaking today.
Oh, I'm not.
So, plot twist, Linda's actually my mom.
For real?
Linda nods.
But I thought you were a survivor.
I am. I worked at Rowan's old school in the front office.
Fuck. Shit, I mean...
Oh, no, it's fine. It's a fuck shit kind of thing to find out.
Danny glances at Rowan. The vehicle pulls away from the curb. Linda sits in the front beside a driver.
So you'll be taking the girls directly to the stage, correct?
That's right. We'll be meeting security when we get there.
Rowan exhales a shaky breath, then looks out her window.
Hey. What's up? You okay?
Nervous? I told you.
Rowan casts her gaze downward. Danny leans forward.
Can I have the aux?
Linda passes Danny a cable from the front seat.
Thank you.
Danny plugs it into her phone. Rowan gazes out the window. Danny smirks.
Besides that, this.
Rowan looks at her.
Avril? For your stage fright. Cheesy oldies, right?
Chill out. What she yelling for? Lay back. It's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in the car.
And you're
talking to
so
me.
So sweet.
I know.
No.
But you
come on.
I'm not doing that.
No, you're not.
Everyone else, no. Watching you back. That you
no.
Can't
don't look at
you. Can't stop yourself. You're gonna have to join in.
Look back a fool to me. Tell me what that girl makes me so complicated. See the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. A life like this, you fall and you crawl.
This is as far as I can go.
A security guard opens the back door. Another guard waits outside. Rowan stiffens.
You're gonna be great, baby.
You too.
Danny smiles at Linda.
I'll be watching the whole time.
Rowan nods. She exits the SUV. Danny scoots across the back seat.
Bye.
Bye.
She hops out of the vehicle. Linda exhales, looking tense. Danny walks beside Rowan. Rowan is serious, and Danny is smiling. Rowan steps onto a stage and throws her arms in the air. A crowd of protesters wave homemade posters. Signs on the stage read, "We've had enough." A woman holds up a sign reading, "Hashtag I am not okay." Danny waves and grins. She watches Rowan. Rowan gestures Danny onto the stage. Danny hurries up excitedly. The two young women clasp hands, then raise their arms overhead. Rowan has a microphone.
We've had enough.
Rowan looks at Danny. Danny's breath heaves in her chest. Protesters hold posters reading, "Stop the violence, guns suck, and not one more." Danny is overcome with emotion. Rowan touches her hand, then passes her a microphone. Rowan steps to the side and grabs another microphone. Danny speaks.
My speech here today is for Cora Aldrin.
Rowan stares at her in shock. A breeze blows Rowan's long, dark, curly hair across her face.
She should have been here today to watch her little sister up on this stage.
Rowan purses her lips. She smiles sadly at Danny.
But instead, her life was taken by violence.
Linda stands in front of the stage.
This year, there have been over 250 mass shootings in the U.S. alone. Over 250! And across the world, we have endured countless episodes of terrorism. But if what I witnessed in Paris taught me anything...
Danny spots the faceless figure. He stands in the crowd wearing the hooded jacket, then disappears. Danny is flustered.
We need to work together to...
Danny startles as sparks erupt on stage. Rowan hyperventilates. She is frozen in place and the crowd scatters. Security guards rush Danny and Rowan off stage.
Firecrackers! Two firecrackers! Two firecrackers!
Fucking snowflakes!
Everyone is okay!
Two teens set off firecrackers. Rowan panics. She pants in fear.
Rowan, it's okay. It's just firecrackers. Can we do something? Rowan! Stop taking photos!
Rowan collapses. A security guard picks her up and whisks her off. Reporters swarm around Danny, taking pictures and thrusting microphones at her face. Danny sees Rowan being helped into an emergency vehicle. At the emergency room of Woodhull Medical and Mental Health Center, Danny sits in a waiting room. She studies a photo of Rowan on her phone with the headline, "Teen Activist Collapses at Anti-Gun Rally After Counter-Protesters Set Off Fireworks." Danny scrolls through comments. Danny wells with emotion. She looks up as Linda rounds the corner with a worried expression on her face. Danny wipes away a tear. Danny grabs a cup and follows Linda down the hall. Rowan sits sadly in a hospital bed. Linda opens the door to the room. Danny enters.
Hey.
She steps toward Rowan's bed.
Hey.
Danny grips the cup with both hands.
Give you some good drugs, at least?
Rowan glances to the side and nods.
Good Valium.
Danny stands stiffly at the foot of the bed.
Are you some hot cocoa? Bring it to you.
Little mini marshmallows.
Thanks. Danny sets the cup on a bedside table. She clasps her hands and takes a few steps away. She hangs her head.
Well, that was embarrassing.
Rowan pushes herself upright.
Stop. It wasn't.
Danny sits on the bed.
You don't have to. I know I fucked up. I know no one's going to take me seriously anymore.
That is not true.
I am supposed to be setting an example. But I couldn't, and I just...
Rowan wells with emotion.
I feel so weak. And if I am weak, then that just that weakens what I stand for. And everything, everyone I fought for, it falls apart.
Well,
God, the alt-right is going to crucify me for this.
You need to remember what you said to me. That the internet loves to turn villains into victims.
Rowan meets Danny's earnest gaze.
Said the wrong way, didn't I?
Rowan's lips tremble and her chin quivers.
Yeah, right.
Rowan looks down. She closes her eyes.
I don't know how you stayed so strong. But I just, like, I saw it and it was like I was back there again. And
Danny's head snaps around.
Just coming to check your vitals.
A doctor enters the room.
Right, I'll let you guys in.
Oh, you're welcome to stay.
No. You should get some rest. I'll see you later.
Danny hurries out and Rowan eyes the door. Linda spots Danny in the hall.
Danny?
Danny turns to her.
I just want to thank you for being there today, coming here. And honestly, you're probably one of the only people that really gets what she's been through.
Danny's eyes brim with tears. She shakes her head.
Oh,
she opens her mouth to speak.
I have to go. Okay. Yeah, my phone. I have to charge my phone. And I have to feed my guinea pig.
Danny nods.
So I have to leave, like, right now. Like, big rush, but... bye.
Danny dashes off. Later that night, the lights are in her apartment windows. Danny lies on her couch with a sorrowful expression on her face. Her guinea pig is perched on her stomach.
Don't look at me like that.
Danny's front door swings open. A light glows from the hallway. Danny sits up. She stands and heads to the door. Danny steps into the hallway. She squints as a light shines in her face. Danny steps towards brilliant sunlight. Danny is in Paris on a sunny day. Pedestrians are scattered around Place Charles de Gaulle, and the old man plays violin. Danny turns to look at a crowd of people. She spots Rowan pushing into the throng. The faceless figure in the hooded jacket follows Rowan. Danny chases after her. People admonish her as she weaves through the crowd. Danny touches the figure on the shoulder. She sees herself under the hood. Danny wakes up. She throws off a blanket and stands from the couch. She presses an intercom button.
Hello?
It's Harper.
Who?
Harper, from work. Can I come up?
One sec.
Danny presses the button. She rubs her bottom lip, looking concerned. Danny unlocks the door. She opens it. Harper stands in the hall.
Hi.
Hi.
Harper strides inside.
What's up?
Harper surveys the messy apartment.
Harper?
We need to talk.
Okay, about what?
About Paris.
Harper turns with a sneer. Danny is wide-eyed. Her mouth opens and closes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where were you first day? Back at work?
You talked about how sunny and clear it was all morning before the bombings. Well, I remembered reading it was raining right before the attacks. It's weird, right? But I thought, hey, you know what? She's confused. She's been through a lot. It happens. Then, at that party, you know the one for your brilliant article, you said you went toward Notre Dame.
Danny gulps.
Which I found odd, considering it's been closed to the public since half of it burned down.
Okay.
So I decided to look up this retreat with Spirit Nouveau. Other than one website, doesn't really seem to exist. And when I googled all the names on the list, not a single one turned up anything about writing except yours. And God, does nobody fact check anything anymore.
Okay. If you just give me...
No, I'm not done. See, I had my suspicions, but I didn't have proof. Until I saw this.
She shows the photo of Danny wearing the red beret.
You went through my computer? Why would you do that?
You know what? Because I didn't like you. I never trusted you. The way you acted when you came back from Paris was sus as hell. And yeah, I was probably jealous that you got an office. But you know what I didn't do? Lie about being in a fucking terrorist attack to get one for myself.
I didn't know. How was I supposed to know that there was going to be a I just was lying about a trip. That was it, to get Colin's attention.
So what? You thought this was better than admitting you lied in a couple of Instagram stories?
No. I don't know. I just, Harper, I'm a different person now. Please, just, what do you want? Do you want money? I can find you money. My parents have a lot of connections, okay? My mom can get you into Soho House. The one in Malibu is real.
Died, Danny.
Harper glares. Danny's eyes glisten with tears.
Do you get that? People died.
Harper scowls. Danny offers a sheepish nod.
I know.
Harper looks down. She sucks in a deep breath.
I'm going to give you two options here. You can either wait for me to write an article exposing you, which would be really good for my career.
Danny closes her gaping mouth.
Or I will give you the opportunity to tell everyone yourself.
I don't...
You have until Monday to make your decision.
Harper strides past her.
Oh, and by the way, whichever one you pick...
Harper stands by the door.
You owe Rowan Aldrin a fucking apology.
Harper opens the door, then storms out. Danny's shoulders sag. She stares at the door, then turns with a devastated look on her face. Her eyes well with tears. She paces across her living room. She flops on the couch. Danny finds a bottle of pills and snaps the lid off. She pops some in her mouth, then swallows them with a swig of booze. Danny sits on her bed with a frown. She grabs her phone. She stares at contact information for Rowan.
I can't.
Danny slips her phone under a blanket. She runs a hand through her hair. Her shoulders slump. Danny retrieves her phone from under the blanket. She grips it with both hands. She heaves a sigh.
I want to start off by saying there's nothing that will make what I'm about to tell you okay.
She walks down a sidewalk.
2 months ago, I informed you all that I had been selected for a writer's retreat in Paris. I lied. I never went to Paris. I stayed home and faked photos to make it look like I did. All to impress a guy. I was under the influence of marijuana at the time that I concocted this idea, which contributed to my poor decision-making. But still, I am taking full responsibility for my actions. I recognize now that this decision was a product of my loneliness and desire to find meaning in my life. And also my depression.
Danny writes in the bathroom. Later, she wakes in bed.
I deeply regret my actions and am committing myself to change.
She rises at 5:30 a.m. She arrives at depravity.
I feel that coming clean now is the first step towards that change.
Danny writes in her office.
And Rowan?
Danny stares at the words. And Rowan, on her computer screen, a cursor blinks. Danny sits on the floor of her bathroom. She perches on the foot of her bed, staring sadly at her phone. She waits at the subway. Danny strides down a sidewalk. She stares at her computer screen. Danny closes her eyes. She highlights the words, and Rowan, then deletes them.
I promise you, I will do better.
Danny has tears in her eyes as she finishes her article. A message box reads, "Publishing." Then, article is now live. Danny watches her Twitter page. She gets one notification. Her eyes are focused on the computer screen. She sits at her desk and stares intently at the computer. The morning sun is visible outside her office windows. At Rowan's high school, a woman finds Rowan at her locker. Rowan turns around.
You're trending.
She passes Rowan a phone. Rowan reads a headline. Danny Sanders comes clean. Rowan Aldrin's protege is a fraud. At Depravity, Danny's co-workers whisper to each other. Danny's article is up on their monitors.
This is so fucked up, isn't it, Kevin?
White women.
We did a round of fact-checking. She made a fucking website.
The elevator doors swing open. Rowan stands inside the lift with a scowl on her face. She steps into the office. Harper notices her. Rowan looks at Harper.
Where is she?
Harper points down the hallway. Rowan stands in front of the elevator doors, fuming. She strides down the hall with a backpack over her shoulders. Harper and another colleague trail behind her. Danny sits at her desk looking out the window. Rowan stands outside the door. Danny turns and spots her. She stands as Rowan bursts in. Danny tries to placate her. Rowan yells and gestures angrily. Danny's colleagues gather outside the office. Rowan says, "You lied to my face." Harper crosses her arms as she observes. Another coworker films the exchange with his phone. A crowd gathers to gawk. Rowan shouts, "You wouldn't tell me? I found out from a fucking Depravity article, Danny." Danny's eyes brim with tears as she attempts to explain herself. Susan enters the office and intervenes.
"And I made a mistake, and I feel bad because you're my best friend."
Susan separates the women. She says, "No, Danny, you have to go." Rowan turns her back on Danny. Susan reiterates, "You have to go." Danny's face contorts with anguish. She grabs her purse. Danny rushes out in tears. Susan comforts Rowan. Rowan glances back and is racked with sobs. Danny slinks down the hall looking sad and embarrassed. She covers her mouth to muffle her cries. Colin steps off the elevator.
Oh, shit. What I miss?
Danny stands on the elevator in tears, waiting for the doors to close. Caption, Part 8, I Don't Get a Redemption Arc. Garbage is strewn on Danny's coffee table. Empty booze bottles perch on the floor. Danny sits at her desk in her messy apartment.
Danny Sanders might actually be the worst person we've ever covered on the show, and we covered Hitler.
Acting like she was the victim, I think that turned a lot of people off to her.
But I'm really not trying to get mistaken for Danny Sanders.
Oh, I'm not gonna go that far. It's a fine.
Not for me. I own guns. You want to be everywhere? Try being in an obituary.
Danny Sanders, you don't seem to know where you're at, but you know I know where you're at. I think that is that your address?
That was
I'm familiar. Pretty sure that's your address.
3824 Lincoln Street. You're here. any serial killers want to do a little practice run? There's your place.
If I was you, I would not want that information out. That sucks.
Oh, no.
That sucks. No one loves you, Danny. Fuck you.
Danny leans back in her chair. Her eyes are moist with tears. Her photo is on the cover of New York Magazine with the title All American Liar. Danny stares at copies of the magazine at a convenience store. A man eyes her from down the aisle.
Danny?
She looks at him.
No.
He shows tattoos.
Look at this. 6 years in Afghanistan. You want to talk about fucking trauma? Huh? Trauma? Bitch!
She flees. Another day, Danny and her father carry boxes.
All right, Kenny Weasley. It's gonna be our new home for a while.
What are you gonna do? How are you ever gonna be able to get another job? Or find a husband? Or get approved by a co-op board?
I don't know.
You father is getting death threats sent to his work. They're accusing us of being in on it.
Yeah, I know.
Her mother turns away and shakes her head.
Can I have a cup of hot cocoa?
Her mother has her back to Danny.
Please.
The woman grabs a packet. She slams it on the counter. Then strides off. Danny grabs the pack of Swiss Miss for marshmallow lovers. Her father plods into the kitchen. Danny leans on the counter holding the packet. He stands beside her and touches her back.
Why does my heart go on beating?
Danny starts to cry. Her father pulls her into an embrace. She rests her head on his shoulder.
Cry.
That night, Danny lies in her childhood bed. She stares at her phone. She has thousands of notifications on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. A message box reads, "You are about to deactivate your account."
Goodbye.
Danny deletes her at the Danny Sanders social media accounts.
Hi. I'm Danny.
A coffee pot is half full.
It has been a little over a month.
Danny's at an online shaming support group.
And it's like, I still don't know where to start. Sometimes a good place to start can be with a little self-reflection. You know, speak on the new perspective that you've gained from this experience.
Right, yeah, I guess what I've learned from this experience is that I don't think that I like myself very much.
Other participants nod.
I'm not sure that I ever really have.
A woman looks away.
Which is funny. Like, considering my life. Oh my God, my life before this, it was so easy. So easy. No one stared at me in the street. No one doxed me on Twitter. No one gave a shit.
Danny eyes her fellow group members. Her hair is pulled back in a low ponytail.
Which is why I lied. And now...
She twists her lips to the side.
Now I hate myself so much more than I did before.
So what, are we supposed to feel bad for you? I mean, you're saying you've learned, but at the end of the day, you're a privileged white girl who thinks she's the main character.
Quinn, what have we said about criticizing other people for the mistakes we've made ourselves?
Quinn's totally right.
Danny glances at Quinn.
I don't know if I've learned anything. I don't know if I'm better. I don't know if I've grown. I don't know if I've...
She shakes her head.
Learned, and I don't know. I don't know.
Have you tried making amends?
Danny looks up.
Directly to the people that you hurt. Not like over the internet.
She knits her brow.
Okay.
Caption. Part 9. Finale. Danny walks down a sidewalk wearing a baggy sweatshirt. She holds a ball cap. She pulls on the cap as she joins a crowd of people entering a building. A sign reads, "Abrams Act Up, Performing Arts Talent Exhibition." At the show, three teens dance on stage wearing shiny shirts and face paint. Danny sits in the audience. She studies her phone. She reads through a script in her notes. It starts, "First, I want to say how sorry I am. There is no excuse for what I did." Danny mouths the words of the apology as she rehearses it in the dark theater.
Up next, we have Rowan Aldrin reciting an original spoken word piece.
Danny sits up in her seat and applauds. Rowan appears from behind a curtain. She moves a microphone stand to the center of the stage. She sets it down. Danny stares at her.
So this is a different piece than the one I originally planned on doing? It's a little rough, but I think it's more fitting.
Rowan slowly unfolds a piece of paper in her hands. She looks down nervously at the handwriting on the page. Rowan licks her lips, then speaks into the microphone.
If you're not okay, that's okay.
Danny sucks in a sharp breath.
That's advice I gave. 6 words that came out of my mouth that on that day you snatched up like a handout. Hashtag I am not okay. A sentence that resonated with a nation, no, a generation scared to wake up in their own nation, determined of their own inevitable termination. Smart move, turning that fear into clickbait.
Rowan purses her lips angrily. Danny's eyes fill with tears.
God, I guess I am just so used to being stolen from that when I read my words in your voice, I reposted them and applauded as you boasted, gave you a platform that floated you right up to the top. And you never thought to stop? When you looked down at the bodies that you used as props, when you look into my eyes, you just saw another voice to co-opt. You know, for someone who's not okay, you seem okay with quite a lot, actually. And while I was blindsided, why am I not surprised? Why is a story like yours something we read every other night? Why do people like you get movies on Netflix and Hulu and people like me get told to sit tight and wait for change? No, you don't know what that's like. You can't take the mic. This is my time slot. 1 more minute, right?
Rowan grips the microphone.
I have had everything stolen from me. Their breath stolen. My breath perpetually holding, wondering if someone near me might be holding. I'm sorry. Is my trauma showing? Because I don't plan on slowing or sitting down. This is my time to take back the words that you stole from my mouth. You have never seen anything destroyed except yourself. And that is of your own doing.
Danny's lips twitch as she fights back tears.
So hell no. I am not okay.
Danny looks down.
I think about her every single day. You know when the newspapers wrote about my sister? They misspelled her name?
Rowan's chin quivers with rage.
And now you think her place is something you can claim? Her body is in the ground, and you think you're the same?
Rowan's eyes brim with tears. Danny weeps silently.
I hope you realize that by doing this, you've only given me more to say.
Rowan nods.
So maybe one day I'll forgive you?
She shakes her head.
But we will never be okay.
Rowan releases the microphone with an indignant look on her face. Rowan's lips tremble, and she nods appreciatively. Danny stares from her seat, looking stunned. Rowan exhales with relief. Linda stands and claps. Charles stands. Rowan crosses the stage and walks towards her mother. A tear trickles down Danny's cheek as she watches Rowan and Linda embrace. Linda pats Rowan's back, and Rowan closes her eyes and clings to her mom. Danny smiles at them. She joins the applause, then clasps her hands, and her smile fades. Danny looks down at the scripted apology on her phone. She lifts her gaze and eyes Rowan and Linda. Rowan beams as Charles grips her hand. She tucks her hair behind her ear. Danny's face is streaked with tears. She sobs as she watches Rowan with her family and friends. Danny wipes her face. She grips the armrest of her chair and hops up. Danny climbs the stairs to the exit. The audience continues to shower Rowan with applause. Danny leaves the theater. Credits. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Title, Not Okay.
Like a dog with his tail between his legs, I sleep in the bed I know I've made. I know things could get complicated. Oh, I'm ashamed.
This is a declaration of a fuck up. A product of how I was raised. And I don't expect a single teardrop. Oh, I am ashamed. This is a declaration of a fuck up. And in the end, I don't know how to change. And I don't expect a single teardrop. Whoa, I am ashamed. Shot you words you don't deserve. Rolled through your town and massacred. I wish I died 100 times. Whoa, I'm ashamed. So this is a declaration of a